Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob's a long time, coming up on 12-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder, CEO, editor-in-chief of RLS Media, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust and a great member of our Brain Trust for so long now. We couldn't do without him. He's our good friend Rob Levin. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be back, as always.
Good to have you back. So, digital leverage is something that, well, as you may have heard me say before, and I remind folks ever so often that in 1998, when I started doing my show, first year, I said three things you're going to have to get better at in the 21st century. You're going to have to get better at networking, building strategic alliances, which you're expert at, and you're going to have to get better at using technology. And of course, what I was talking about is digital leverage, digitizing our business. Our competitors, the big guys, are doing it, aren't they?
They are. They are, or, you know, the ones that aren't, big companies fail too. Although when a big company fails, it usually means that they're selling to somebody at a reduced price. But,
right.
Look, and, you know, the irony of this conversation is that I'm normally, when it comes to the marketing side of digitalization, I'm normally quoting this guy, Jim Blasingame, the book that he wrote, Age of the Customer. I guess I don't need to do that here. But
it's okay.
I saw a guy speak earlier this year. I think his name is Jonathan Becker. He's the Chief Digital Officer of SAP. It was a great presentation here in New York. And he said something really interesting, and I don't remember the exact words he used, but he said that those things that you thought were so far off in the future are a lot closer than you think. In fact, many of them are here today.
Yeah.
And, this is consistent with what you said about the age of the customer. I think you predicted that we'll fully transform the way we really run our lives and our businesses. But was it 2025?
Yeah. Yeah. I pushed it out a little farther probably than I really thought, just to give people a break.
But, you know, if it started in 93, we're three-quarters of the way there. So, you know, even if that's the right date, who knows if it is, it really doesn't matter. But let's just assume that's the right date. It means that we're a lot closer than people think. We're three-quarters of the way there.
Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of people who haven't even started.
That's right. That's right.
And, that's what's scary.
You know, I don't know of a business or any type of organization that's not affected and not being affected in more greater ways. Sure, some are being affected more than others, but and more quickly than others. But everything's being affected. The way my kids are, you know, taught in school has changed. And, you know, we're talking about institutions that don't change that quickly. So,
right.
I see this all the time. I'm in a peer group with other CEOs. There's a guy in the supermarket business, and, you know, he's looking at this Amazon Whole Foods thing really carefully.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy who sells fashion accessories to large department stores who, as you know, are getting their lunch eaten by Amazon. I don't know anybody that's not being affected. And, you know, again, the smart ones have either started to do something, or are really at this point hitting the gas pedal to figure out what is it that we need to do.
And if you're not even moving in that direction, I mean, it's one thing if you're not where you think you ought to be, good for you, because we never will be.
Right.
But if you're not even moving in that direction, if it's not even on your radar screen, Well, you are what's called a dinosaur. I mean, literally, I'm not making a joke. You are a dinosaur, and you are about to become extinct.
You know, there's
only you won't rot away. You'll just become irrelevant.
There's good news for those people. If you have a business that's generating, if you're a large or small business, and you're generating over $1 million, preferably over $2 million in net income, the good news for those people is that there are plenty of people, and I know a lot of them, that are looking to buy businesses that haven't transformed.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is that there's you can sell the business. The bad news is the multiple on your business is not going to be what you're hoping it's going to be.
You know, we talked about that a little bit on the show last week, and the point I made was if you have some recognition, some effort, some level of a strategy toward digitization, towards technology, that's going, even just a little bit, will help you with that multiple that you were talking about. Hold on to that thought, Rob. I need your website quickly, Rob.
RFLmedia.com.
Check it out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Rob to weigh in on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.